When I was growing up with three brothers, there were always cars during our teen years being worked on behind the barn, including vintage 50s Chevrolets. I always enjoyed cars, from my TR4 convertible to a Gremlin and now SUV, so I can get up into my driveway. I've also been a NASCAR fan since 2000, so I love to be around fast cars. Colin Czarnecki is on the phone with me to talk about cars and music. He and his buddies analyzed over 100,000 songs to find out how many had references to cars in their lyrics. And the results are that more than 13,000 artists and 72,000 songs mention cars in some form or other. How many of you were there working on it?
It was myself and a team of two researchers, and we're really curious to find out how many musicians sing about cars and what types of car lyrics are being mentioned in their songs. And we really dove into to that data to find out.
Well, there were 100,000 songs. Did you listen to every one of them, or did you go to lyrics.com and scan the lyrics?
Like you said, we analyzed more than 100,000 lyrics from the lyrics.com database. And when we were analyzing those lyrics, we were searching for key terms related around cars, make, models of different cars, and car variants, too. So anyone that was singing about automobile, coupes, even slang terms like whip, 4x4, truck. So just sort of all these different types of variants that we were searching for to find out, you know, how many times they were mentioned and who was mentioning them the most.
And I was surprised that hip-hop and rap have the most car references. I thought it would have been rock and roll.
It was really surprising to find out the data once we got this all back and were able to comb through it. And personally, I thought country would be higher on the list too, even though overall, even country compared to the pop lyrics, pop singers, country had a few more mentions than pop singers, which wasn't too surprising for me. But, you know, definitely hip hop and rap by far exceeded, you know, any other types of music genres.
And what kind of car mentions? What did they mention? Cadillacs, or were there certain types of cars?
We wanted to also find out not only the makes and models of different cars, but also different terminology used for cars. So we searched for Cadillac, Caddy, Mercedes, and then just Benz, BMW, Beamer, Chevy, Chevrolet. So we really wanted to find out overall all those encompassing terms and terminologies for different makes and models. But we found out that Mercedes is actually mentioned the most, followed by Cadillac, and then Bentley, and then Chevy came in at number 4, and Jeep was right behind that. And some other, you know, established brands like Ford and Dodge were also on the list. But, you know, by far, like I said, Mercedes was definitely the most mentioned overall out of all of the lyrics that we analyzed.
And, of course, there's Janis Joplin's famous song.
Yeah, exactly. Won't You Buy Me a Mercedes-Benz? Especially when you look back at different decades of music, I think there's definitely some makes and models that have been mentioned a lot, you know, and still continue to, you know, like you mentioned Janis Joplin, you know, singing about Mercedes-Benz. And even today you have primarily, you know, hip hop and rap artists singing a lot about Mercedes. So it's interesting to see that sort of that crossover, not only with genres, but in decades too.
Who were some of the country artists who were singing about cars?
Yeah, cars and trucks. I think there's, again, some overlap with decades, even within country music. You know, Johnny Cash came in at number 1, but then you also have newcomers on the list like Jason Aldean, Toby Keith, Tim McGraw, Alan Jackson. So really within that top 5 list of country singers, you know, there's a little new and a little old in the mix, which was interesting to see.
And in rock and roll, I imagine Bruce Springsteen was up there.
Absolutely, yeah. Bruce Springsteen up at the top. Again, you know, some mix over with some old and new artists. Kid Rock was on the list. And then newer groups like They Might Be Giants. And then older acts, you know, Frank Zappa was on there. So it was a good mixture. And it was interesting to see, too, again, that sort of what types of brands they were mentioning and how they were singing about those brands as well.
Could you name some of the most popular car songs?
I think one thing, you know, the Beach Boys, to me, definitely stuck out. Even when we were first going into this project, I just always kind of think back to Beach Boys songs being sort of hand-in-hand with singing about cars. They also made lists, too, within the pop genre. But then you also have Prince, you know, Little Red Corvette, even Jimmy Buffett, you know, Ragtop Day, that's sort of one of his hits too, where he's singing about cars. So those are some, for me, some of the songs that really stuck out. And it was nice to see them sort of higher up on the list too.
Did you go back into the 40s with some of the jazz singers?
Yeah, this went back. One thing too is important to note is I think one of the reasons why hip hop and rap was so high on this list, because even though we looked at all different types of decades, all different types of genres, this list also included remixes, you know, live versions of the song, sort of special releases of different songs. So I think especially some of the newer acts and older established acts definitely made prominent presence on this list just because of the fact that there's so many different versions of their songs that have been, like I said, remixed or, you know, a live version, a live album has been released. So I think they kind of rise above some of the older decades that we looked at.
Were there any surprising statistics?
It was nice to see, again, sort of this mixture within all different genres, new and old musicians. And then I also thought it was pretty surprising that we had artists that referenced the top car brands the most. So some of those earlier brands that I mentioned, like Mercedes, Cadillac, Chevrolet, and Jeep, almost all of them were mentioned the most by rappers, except Ford was mentioned the most by Bruce Springsteen. So he sort of made a presence within that list outside of the rap and hip-hop genre.
Could you talk a bit about GoldEagle.com, where this was posted?
We worked with Gold Eagle, you know, to conduct this research, and their main focus is on car maintenance, different products for your car, whether it's outside maintenance on your engine, and cars and music definitely have gone hand in hand since the radio has been involved with a car. So that was sort of the genesis of this survey and why we wanted to look more into, you know, this data and really find out who is singing the most about cars.
So what's your next project?
You know, I think there's another thing that we thought was interesting was to look outside of cars, maybe musicians that sing the most about a certain brand. We were kind of thinking about an alcohol, you know, related piece where who's saying the most about a certain type of beer, certain type of whiskey. This kind of spurred some other ideas within the music category that we could search more into.
Actually, it sounds like the sky's the limit with topics that you could possibly research with music.
Yeah.
Thanks for talking with us today.
Sure. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I've been speaking with Colin Czarnecki about a survey all about cars and music. You'll find a link to GoldEagle.com at WVXU.org. I'm Lee Hay.
Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz. Everybody, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?